Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
We get onto this objective, we're disoriented because we get into this little divot. And then by this time we get to this divot, there's a road right here, like on the other side, like on the far side. But we're on the near side and second platoon's on the far side, and we get held up for some reason. We don't know why. And this is kind of where, like, I feel like Duncan's story would kind of place in, but we heard multiple things happening throughout the woods. Like, it was just like trees breaking, weird shit going on in like some general direction. And then some dude screaming, like, we thought that somebody had fell into like a hole or something and broken their leg or their ankle. But the kid was grabbed and was dragged by the dog man.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. To the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. The longest email address in the world. Thanks for being here, everybody. I appreciate you tuning in to another members episode. We have the continuation of the Nick conversation from Tales of the Grid Square. We are doing the members edition, and this is the one, friends, that I've been wanting for a while. I heard about this story, and I don't know all the details, but I heard about it like well over a year ago. Nick tells me about this wild story about multiple eyewitnesses from different vantage points on a military base of a dog, man. I'm just like mind blown. And I finally am able to do this interview today where we have Nick and one of the guys on the scene to share what he's seen, maybe what he heard. Hopefully it's going to be a good one, friends. So I want to kind of jump in here with the guys. We have Isaiah and Nick. And before we started recording here, the guys were talking, and Isaiah soon is going to be starting sniper school, which is awesome, dude. Like, I think that's like real cool. And I actually, when you said that, it kind of like my world started colliding, because I've mentioned it before on my show briefly. I don't try to get too much into detail, but I have a friend who is a very highly decorated sniper. And he now works at a facility where he basically, let's just put it this way, portals are involved. Okay. And, when I say that, the reason why it was connecting even more so than just the sniper side of things is because years ago, I was also told a story about, how there was a witch who was in, a school of mystery, and they were learning how to do different things. And they're learning how to open portals. I told you it gets weird here. So just hang tight with me. But they were learning how to open portals, and an upright walking dog walked through. And so it's like the perfect trio here today. So like, I'm just like, yo, this is going to get good. So when you guys started talking, I was like, yo, let's just start recording and see what's going on. So guys, welcome to the show. I'm really glad to have you. We're going to start off with Isaiah and let him share with us what he saw, what he experienced from his vantage point. And feel free to tie other people's experiences in if you want, Isaiah, to kind of tell your version of this story. But the way this whole thing started, I guess the connection is somebody else who experienced this contacted Nick. Nick posted the story, then you saw it, and then you contacted Nick as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly how that happened.
All right, cool. So go ahead and take it away, man, and share with us, you know, when this happened, where you were, what you were doing, you know, all the details.
Okay. So all of this originated from just a mild, like, we were in the field for a couple of weeks doing a six lane or whatever, leading up to a live fire lane. And then we were outside of Cassidy. For the listeners who know what Cassidy is at Fort Campbell, it's essentially just a huge mount site where training is done. Anything from like raids to you name it, right? We were on the backside of Cassidy. There's a big long hill that leads off the backside of Cassidy. And that morning we were setting up a bunch of booby traps that morning. And then I still have a picture to this day. It was just kind of a weird day where we woke up that morning setting up booby traps like throughout the entirety of the thing, because we knew that Op 4 was going to be coming that direction, or that was like the most probable like direction that they were supposed to come at. And then we started just setting up like traps that would just go boom if they walk by a tripwire, so on and so forth. And we came across a deer, right? And that around, it was like 1600 to 1700. I still have the picture to this day of that deer where the entirety of the throat was ripped out, but no meat was consumed off of the deer. It was basically just decomposed. The eyes were completely like out of the head, like, and it was like rancid smell. One of the soldiers went up and was like, man, I'm going to take this antler. And then he ended up cutting off the antler and taking off with it. So like that day was just kind of a weird day all in together. Cause we thought like, oh, there's gotta be a bobcat in the area or something like that to be able to take that big of a bite out of a deer's throat, essentially. Cause it was about, I would say about the size of about half of a dinner plate that came out of that entire throat of that deer. So I was like, that's wicked to me. And I grew up in the hills of Kentucky, some in Tennessee, and I have never seen anything like that. Especially like in Tennessee where like mountain lions are more prominent there, bears are more prominent there. Usually I wouldn't like, I've never seen anything like that. So that was super weird. But that night, it was a very like rainy night. sort of very dark. There was no loom at all. And then we were tasked to go out and pull security for our company out there. So these were the hog days, as we like to call them. So 1st Platoon Hogs, 1st Platoon Bravo Company, 152nd Infantry, right? This was about us, you know, where just a bunch of good, great men out there, man. If these dudes are listening right now, I love and miss you guys. You guys are some tough bastards, man. And I hope you guys are living life to the fullest. But no, we were out there pulling security and I was on weapons squad. And it was like my turn to pull up guard. And it was like a weird night. We were all like lined up in this weird, like we were in a weird, just weird area. Like it just didn't feel right. And nobody wanted to be out there because it started to rain. And dudes were putting their mop gear on just because it was cold and wet. So we started putting our mop gear on. So the night goes by, we're pulling guard here and there. And then I wake up to go pull guard and I'm sitting behind the 240 and I look off in the distance and it looks like there's like 5 or 6 people like off in the distance, I would say like 150 meters, like walking. And then I started to look and notice a little bit more and it wasn't 5 or 6 people. It was something big that was walking back and forth. And I don't know if it was because I was tired or like I had a pretty decent amount of sleep because I was right behind the gunner. And then we would take like 1.5 hours, maybe 2 hour shifts on the back of that, on the back of the 240. And I'm looking in the distance and I just see it walk by back and forth and then essentially just stop. And I see a silhouette off of a tree with eyes and I'm like honing in on it with my nods, trying to look at it and like visualize what this is. And it's pretty, like, it's not tall, but it's pretty tall. And I, like, I've hallucinated before. Like, it's, to me, I was just like, okay, this isn't anything like out of the ordinary for me, right? This isn't something like, holy shit, that's creepy. Okay, cool. Next, you know, like that's kind of how like my mind went through it. And then I started to like doze off a little bit and then I woke up a little bit off of that and then looked to my rear, woke up the other dude and had him pull guard. And then, next thing I know, we're taking gunfire completely behind us, right? Like the entirety of third squad's moving and roving behind us. And I look behind me and they're like, the trees are just going insane. Right. Everybody's like, and then I hear gas, gas, gas. Like it was just chaos. Right. There was just a whole bunch of shit that was going on the radio too, even prior to that, where they were stating like dogman's out there. Like they're hearing different types of noises, different types of things out there in the distance. So it wasn't just me just hallucinating. It was multiple people, you know, dudes from third squad that were hearing it out there. Our PL mentioned it on the radio. Man, there's so many different stories from that night that could be heard that were way different than mine. Mine was really mild compared to the rest of the other guys who experienced this situation. But whenever it did happen, like I remember turning backward and then everybody was in different directions. And then I watched this huge thing just take off into the distance, like through the trees, wherever the fuck it was going. I don't know. But it was like loud, proud, like it was like there was gas. And then everybody was like, there's no op that, like whenever they went through and did their LOA, there was no op four there. It was just nothing. So like, we don't know what the fuck happened essentially, where like that was the first instance of dogman that I experienced at Fort Campbell.
The first,
aside from like the first. Yeah.
Oh shoot. Okay.
Yeah. So I've had 2 or 3 like actual instances where like this could have been like a solidified thing where.
So before you go further there, then give me a time frame here. How long were you on Fort Campbell?
I was on Fort Campbell from February of 2017 to December of 2022. So I was there for a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, but 5 years and you have, you know, multiple experiences, that tells me that this thing is quite often there. And I imagine there's a lot of people out there who have had run-ins with these things. that have been stationed there. That's wild. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Like Mac Daddy, good old Duncan, that dude we were trying to put on here. Like his experience with that, with one of his soldiers, was probably the wildest one I've heard so far.
And that was the one where it grabbed him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was on the other side of the road when this happened.
Oh, that's crazy.
So like he was in second platoon and I was in first platoon, and we were essentially going through this. It was a different field problem, but we were with different leadership, different PL, the whole nine. And it goes way deeper than that. That was the second one experience that we ever had with like dogmen. It was a lot colder this time, but it was weird too. Yeah. That one was weird. Our radios, whenever we were trying to hit an objective towards some bunkers back in Fort Campbell, like way back in there, we were getting up on the objective. We got about 50 meters away and everybody's radios cut. Everybody's. So like we didn't have any type of communication, and like we were so disoriented on the objective that once we got off of the objective, people were like restless to like get away from the objective. Which obviously, like after we attain an objective, we want to leave it as fast as we can. But this was like eerily, like everybody was awake, and instead of like sleeping, like, you know, like it's everybody was administratively wanting to leave.
And that was the one where it grabbed him.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That was the one where Duncan's soldier got grabbed. Yeah.
Okay.
That one was like, we heard that one. Like we heard it. Like dudes was like freaking out. We were like stopped on the road.
So before we dive into that, cause I want to dive into the details of that. And I don't know, however this goes with you and Nick piggybacking off each other, cause I know Nick's received a lot of the stories. I want to kind of backtrack before we get into all that stuff and talk about your experience that you just shared. Now let's go back to the deer. So you were talking and you said that the way the chunk was taken out of the neck, it was like a bite, right?
Yeah, it literally looks like, I have a picture of it on my phone.
Can you send that to me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, okay. Yeah. After the podcast, I'll definitely send it to you. But I got down and I looked at it and I was like, this is not, like it was a big buck, you know? Like, I don't know if it was rut season, like I'm not a hunter, you know? But it was a pretty decent sized deer, you know? Pretty decent sized buck for what it was, and looking down at it, and it was just like literally like if I took my hand like this and stuck it up to its throat, that's about how big it was, about essentially half or a little over, about quarter size to a half of a dinner plate was taken out of its throat. And then the rest of it wasn't eaten, it was decomposed.
Now I know you mentioned about the idea of a bobcat, and I think that's a little big for a bobcat, but it's definitely something that's in the realm of maybe a mountain lion, which I think that's definitely a possibility. But given that you guys had the experience then later, the interesting thing I find about that whole thing is any animal is going to be looking to consume it for food, you know?
Yes.
It's not something where you kill, take a bite out. What, you didn't like the meat? It didn't taste good? Like, it doesn't make sense. So,
or it's even weirder if they left the body, that something killed it and left the body, nothing touched it.
Right.
Yeah. It was very odd.
It's extremely odd. And I think the fact that it was left untouched screams something other than something killing it for food. And I don't know why or what that could be. I mean, I want to say dogman, but I don't know. But say it was a dogman, why would a dogman need to kill a deer and just let it lay there as well? It's not like a deer is going to be threatening to it. You know, it's not that big. It's pretty, not that big of a deal. Now, you mentioned about the dogman was mentioned over the radio during your encounter.
Yeah.
Is this something that's mentioned over the radio, like, often?
No. This was, like, honestly my first time actually hearing about it, because I remember hearing it on the radio, and then they were, like, it was jokingly about that. Like, pretty much everybody at the end of this this field, after the end of this field event, like, we were all pretty over it, you know what I mean? We have been going through some just different issues like that arise with field, and Nick can probably attest to this too, like just miscommunications that happen, people get pissed off, stuff like that just arises over time. You know what I mean? It's just it's a military thing. It just happens. It's the Army. But like one of those things like where they were like joking over it and hearing it, and it was like, oh, there's dog man out there. That's dog man. I'm hearing different things here and there. Like at first I'd never heard anything about dog man at all. I thought it was like whatever, you know, because I've had paranormal experiences before, and I'm like honestly petrified of dogs. Like that's the biggest fear I probably ever have in my life is dogs and or being eaten by something. So like having that was like, what? I was like, what's dog man? What is this? And then they were like, oh yeah. Like I never got a real explanation for it until like I heard like Cody start to talk about it, and then I was just like, oh, I was like, that shit's real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's very, very real. And like you guys, what's interesting about this entire conversation we're going to have here is the fact that there are so many people involved. And I really wish that the other guys were here. I know Mac was talking about being here a while back and then it just didn't happen, but I'm glad you're here to talk and share your perspective and maybe a little bit of theirs as well. And I was going to ask you about growing up in the hills of Tennessee. Maybe we can get to that later if we have time. But you mentioned about your other paranormal experiences and stuff. That's one thing that we learned on the show is that a lot of people who have experiences don't just have one experience. And sometimes it's a lifelong thing. And there's usually a story or two that, you know, is the top-notch story. And then there's a bunch of other stuff that, you know, they just experience. It becomes part of their life. So that was your first experience. They're saying dog man over the radio. I find it interesting. They're even using the term dog man. I'm just like, this is blowing my mind right now.
I think it was like, at first it was a joke. Like it was like a jokingly thing. And then the more that like it got dove into, the more that it was just like, oh, like, you know, where we were all like, the majority of them knew like something's out there. We don't know what it is,
yeah.
You know, but we're just going to treat it like battle drill, you know, whatever. And then if it's op four, it's op four. If it's not, then, you know, we'll figure out something, you know, like that. That's kind of how we took it.
What's op four?
So that's just opposing forces.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So for the audience who's listening, you have like blue four and op four whenever you're in the military training. So you have blue four, which are the people who are like you're the training force, and then you have op four, which is opposing forces. It's just, you know, that's how we train essentially.
So before we get into some of these other stories and stuff, and feel free to chime in wherever you want, Nick, on this stuff. Do you think that there's something going on the base, or maybe there's something about the area that would cause so many interactions with these creatures?
I would, that's a really good question. I would say yes, just because there's the dogman experience versus like other paranormal experiences that I've experienced there. Like there's certain parts of that area that just don't match up, you know, like multiple burial grounds that are protected there, not only on land navigation sites on the way out, but it's just like there's multiple places there to where like either it's old like battlegrounds somewhere or whatever it may be, old Native American like burial grounds that may not be, you know, attained to, you know. So it's there's definitely an eerie feeling in the back 40 whenever you go out there. It's not the woods I would specifically want to be in at all alone.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Indeed.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.